Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, you've written recently about Governor O'Malley and his record and its the involvement of gambling in that record. Do you think that this is a positive or a negative for him, or is that not possible to kind of suss out at the moment?
Well, my best guess is that with all that is going on in the world at this point, both in terms of foreign policy and back home domestically, his support of gambling won't be a salient issue if he moves forward with the presidential bid. But it does pose an interesting contrast to the persona, the political persona he's crafted as a progressive governor. There's certainly a lot of Democrats who believe that support for casino gambling and slots in particular is not a progressive cause. Their argument is that it preys on the poor who are more likely to come spend money that they perhaps shouldn't.
I think maybe he would argue that had he not done this, a lot of those progressive goals he had might not have been achievable politically because he had to deal with people in the General Assembly who were insisting on it.
That's right, and it's true that the atmosphere that he stepped into in 2007 when he became governor was pretty poisonous in the legislature. They had spent much of his predecessor's term, Governor Ehrlich's term, fighting over slot machine gambling, and there was a real sense on O'Malley's part at the time that if he didn't take this issue off the plate of the legislature, it was going to be a lot harder to get through what his priorities were at the time.
And, of course, there were the revenue issues that he was facing.
That's right. The slots legislation was originally passed in 2007 as part of a special session that included several tax increases and budget cutting to get the budget into what they thought at the time was going to be, into shape for the foreseeable future. And then, of course, the economic downturn came. But, the revenue from casinos has really helped the state get through these past couple years. I mean, it's soon to be a billion-dollar industry in Maryland over the course of just a couple years.
I know he when he was the mayor, he was unhappy about having public. I mean, this would be the progressive anti-gambling progressive argument that, if you paid for public education on just with gambling as sort of a variable source that you couldn't guarantee, did that make any governing sense?
Right, and he rather famously said that slots is a pretty morally bankrupt way to fund education. Now it's only a fraction of the money that goes toward education, but it's getting to be not chump change. There's about $800 million that has flowed into education programs from casinos since their inception in Maryland.
John, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.